Search continues for missing South Dakota plane. Winter weather cleanup continues. And this is the latest in news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting. The Civil Air Patrol continued searching on Sunday for an aircraft that went missing last week, presumably between Aberdeen and Oaks over the weekend. According to a release, the missing aircraft is a single-engine Cessna 172, white with light blue markings. It had one person on board. Authorities believe the missing aircraft has an emergency locator beacon, but no signal has been detected. Anybody with information about this incident should contact the Brown County Dispatch Office. The air and ground search will resume later today. There's more at NewsDakota.com. North Dakota's Transportation Department gradually reopened hundreds of miles of highways over the weekend, and cleanup continues in many parts of the state. Interstate 29 from Fargo to the Canadian border was reopened Saturday morning, while U.S. Highway 2 and Interstate 94 were reopened late Saturday afternoon. Authorities say secondary highways and roads in north-central North Dakota were impassable and blocked after more than 2 feet of snow fell in some areas. The National Weather Service forecasts show gradual improvements throughout the week, with temperatures in the 40s and 50s in some areas. Finally, a man has been arrested in Fargo for terrorizing following a disturbance and gunfire at an apartment building. Police say the incident happened at around 4:30 Sunday morning, a block north of McKinley Elementary School. The name of the suspect has not yet been released. A weapon was recovered at the scene. For news any time of the day, just log on to NewsDakota.com. That's a look at news. I'm Jacob Just reporting.